Welcome to the Green Living Show. Whether you live in the Northeast, Southwest, Northwest, or anywhere else in the country, this is the place to learn about how to be healthier and save money. To be on the show, call us at 1-866-444-3478. Or just sit back and enjoy the chat. Here he is, your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Logan cooked dinner for us a couple nights ago. It was real good. Vegetarian dinner. We don't do that real often. We're meat eaters. We're carnivores. But she wanted to do that and kind of cut back a little bit, and it was great. It was really good. We're going to be having a cooking school coming up. I'll tell you a little bit about it in just a little bit here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, which is where I am. Sunshiny today, still cool, but looks like good weather. Hope it's nice wherever you are. If you want to be on the show and visit about anything green living, landscaping, gardening, compost making, safe kind of things around the house, pest control. I'm going to be talking about snakes a little bit and a couple of other related things. I've had some questions about the trees that I do not recommend, which is an interesting call. It's kind of made me dig back into the website where I've got a lot of information about trees and update some things. I've got an interesting tea this morning I'm drinking, too, that I'd recommend. I forget how good ginger is. By the way, that telephone number, if you want to join us, is 1-866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. Ginger's great food. It's a great flavoring. It is an antioxidant. It's got all kinds of health benefits. And I forget to add it to my food a lot of times, and I forget to add it to my teas. And it makes a great tea. And the easiest way to find out about that is to make a tea that's nothing but ginger. I took a little piece. Gosh, it wasn't any bigger than an inch long, I guess, peeled the peeling off of it, which you don't necessarily have to do, especially if it's organically grown and you've sprayed it and washed it with bio wash or something like that. But I didn't remember where it came from. I think Logan bought it somewhere, and you never know how things are handled in the stores, picked up by customers who put it back down or whatever. So I highly recommend cleaning any kind of produce, fruits, vegetables, herbs like ginger, whatever, with something. And my favorite cleaner is called BioWash because it has so many uses. We use it for cleaning all kinds of surfaces and the food, and also spraying plants to knock out any diseases that pop up. It's just great for black spot on roses or powdery mildew on vegetable crops, crape myrtles, any kind of plant that has a disease, whether it's fungal, bacterial, or even viral. We have some other things we recommend too, but that's a good one that's just a broad spectrum tool for you. It's called BioWash. And by the way, any of the products that we refer to that your garden center or nursery or hardware store or health store does not have in stock, there's two things you can do. One is you can go to dirtdoctor.com or to Green Living's shop, which is connected to Dirt Doctor, and see what the products look like there. You can buy them there if you can't find them anywhere else. But the first step I'd always recommend is to show the stores what we're talking about and say, hey, you can contact these guys through dirtdoctor.com and stock the products and have them there in the town available to you. And we encourage that. We're more than happy to help. And if you've got questions about products, you can let us know. You can send an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. You can also go to Dirt Doctor and go to the business listings. And in business listings, you type in the name of the town where you are. And up will come a list of the stores that we know have at least some of the products that fit into this natural, organic lifestyle that we talk about. And like I say, if worse comes to worse, you can order from the website. And in the meantime, try to get the products brought into your area. We've got a new forum on DirtDoctor.com. It's a snake forum. Snake Man, Daryl, our friend here in the Dallas area, is a snake expert and an entertainer. He does all kinds of shows where he goes out and visits with schools and kids and adults, too, and talks about the benefits of snakes and all that. And people have started using it. It's brand new on the website. But if you have a snake that you've run into and you take a photograph, you can send it in to the forums, the chat rooms on DirtDoctor.com, and Daryl will help you with the identification. The most common one that you're going to run into across the country, for the most part, is a rat snake. Some people call it a chicken snake. There's a great picture that a listener just sent in of a great big one about 6 feet long. They look terribly scary, but they are actually beneficial. So check out the new forum, and if you've got any questions or debate for Daryl, you can do it right there online in the chat rooms, okay? Let's see. The other thing for those of you out there, and I'll talk in more detail about it after the first break, but we have a new business, and this is for the people out there that do have the stores, that have landscape contracting companies, that are in the golf course management business, that have large-scale or any-scale developments and want to get more information about going organic with the product, with your maintenance. We have a new company called the Natural Organic Warehouse, and it's for that purpose. It's for the purpose of helping people go organic. And we hope that we know, we're getting a lot of calls from all over the country, a lot of people are interested in that and have been frustrated in the past about getting the right kind of information and also having the availability of products that fit this organic approach at affordable prices. Our philosophy is that if it doesn't work from every standpoint, in other words, if the landscaping, gardening, pest control, whatever doesn't work, doesn't look good, and isn't cost-effective, it doesn't work. And so we're helping to put the products out there that we have researched and found to be the very best on the market and put them out there at the best prices so that it works in every way. It's called the Natural Organic Warehouse, and we'll talk about it in a little bit more detail here in a bit. We've got a cooking class coming up for those of you that are anywhere near the Dallas-Fort Worth area. If you're going to be in town, if you have some friends or relatives in Dallas-Fort Worth, you may want to let them know about an organic cooking class that's coming up. It'll be done. It'll be hosted by the Dirt Doctor and also by Amanda Love. Amanda Love is a barefoot cook. She's been a friend for a long time. She's doing the cooking for the Texas Organic Farmers and Gardeners event that's coming up next week, actually. And you can find out information there by going to TOFGA.org. And that's down in Killeen, Texas. She'll be doing the cooking for that. But she's also doing this cooking school with yours truly in the Dallas Farmers Market, downtown Dallas. And it's coming up pretty quick, too. It's a few weeks away. It's February the 19th. And you can go to DirtDoctor.com, click on the little purple button there on the left-hand side, and pull up all the information about it. Besides being growing food crops and planting and using different techniques in this organic approach that I'll be talking about, she'll be talking about the cooking techniques and the recipes and all that. There'll be a great lunch included in the registration cost, and also a gift pack of all the products, samples of all the kind of products that we recommend, copy of my book, The Organic Manual, and some other goodies. So check that out on DirtDoctor.com if you're here or know somebody here that might be interested in coming to that. We've had quite a few people sign up for it, but we do have some open seats, so check it out. Let's see. We'll talk about trees when I come back, so we won't be so rushed. I'll do that. Also, for my benefit and for the benefit of the people involved with the Organic Warehouse, if you have some tips out there about people that are in organics already and doing a good job, whether they're retail stores or wholesale distributors or manufacturers or golf courses or developments or whatever, if they're doing organic programs, we want to know about them. We want to put them on the website and brag about them and be able to send people who ask me for references and somebody in their area that are doing this natural organic approach. So, and if you've got somebody that is in the business that would like to learn how to go that direction, let us know who they are, and we will contact them. The address, and it'll get you on our newsletter list, get the free weekly newsletter, is info@dirtdoctor.com. I'll be back right after this, and we'll chat some more. Don't go away.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. Ohira had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. Ohira discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. Ohira concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. Ohira difference.
Good sleep is an important part of your health. Savvy Rest has developed a healthy, comfortable bed made of natural, organic materials. Savvy Rest is committed to purity, natural, non-toxic, certified, and independently tested materials. Comfort. Every Savvy Rest organic mattress is customized and valued. Savvy Rest will long outlast a conventional mattress. For a store in your area, go to SavvyRest.com or go to the Green Living Store on DirtDoctor.com to order a cost-effective, quality bed for healthier sleep today.
Zeolite is a very important amendment in my soil building recommendations, and there's a specific product I recommend. It's called Zeotech. They also have kitty crystals, the best cat litter in the world, critter crystals for other small pets, Zequine for the horse stalls, Zeobrite for the pool filter, and Turfate is what we use for bed preparation and potting soil. For information, go to zeotech.corp or check with your local nursery, feed store, and hardware store and ask for specifically Zeotech Zeolite.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
For tough yard work, rely on the brand trusted by homeowners and professionals alike, Steel. When you're looking for a quality chainsaw, you can't go wrong with the number one selling brand of chainsaws in the world. Steel is legendary for designing powerful and hardworking chainsaws. With many sizes to choose from, we have one that will fit your needs. Visit your local Steel dealer today to check out our full selection. Prices start at just $179.99. For fall cleanup jobs, check out the full line of lightweight and dependable Steel handheld blowers. Ideal for cleaning the yard, deck, driveway, and sidewalk. Steel blowers can make quick work of leaves and other debris. Prices start at an affordable $149.99.
Check out the wide selection of Steel Outdoor Power Equipment and discover the difference a steel can make. Affordable Steel Outdoor Power Equipment is only available at your servicing steel dealer. Visit your local dealer today or find one at steeldealers.com. That's STIHLdealers.com. All prices are CDC, BME, SRP, available at participating dealers.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and I have a recommendation. It's a recommendation that may seem out of the ordinary for an organic gardening guy, but not really. Health is my subject, and hearing is a very important part of your health. Affordable Hearing is my recommendation. They have offices in Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford, and they'll even meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that will help your schedule. They have a hearing helpline that you can use anytime or use it to set an appointment. It's 800-521-1592. Greg Keeney and his Affordable Hearing staff will give you a free hearing test and let you take one of their high-quality hearing aids home, believe it or not. Just try it out for a week. There's no charge or obligation. It's Affordable Hearing. It's 800-521-1592. Had trouble with other hearing aids in the past? Well, that's even more reason to call Affordable Hearing. 800-521-1592.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And I want to continue. By the way, I need to mention that we've got some really interesting things. In fact, I'm running behind. I need to respond to a few people on Facebook. There's some new information on there about the bird kills. We talked quite a bit on the Saturday and Sunday shows for a few weeks about these mysterious bird kills, and there's some new information on our Facebook situation. Just go to Howard Garrett Facebook account there, and you can see that. And we'll continue to talk about that, bring people on as experts, and try to get to the bottom of that. I've been seeing a lot of raptors. We had a falconer in here a few weeks ago, and talked about using falcons to control grackles and starlings that are a problem and all that kind of thing, and it can be done very effectively that way. There's information about him and the work that he's doing on the website there. He brought a Harris hawk in to the show. I was playing golf yesterday and noticed quite a few raptors out on the course. They seem to be out and about these days, so they're, at least in my part of Dallas, they seem to be doing pretty well. Talking about trees, I had an interesting question that came up about trees that I do not recommend. And I pulled it out, and I can see that I need to update it. I'm actually doing a new book right now. I'm working on a book that will have national distribution that's about trees. And it's going to talk about the horticultural aspect of the trees, so you understand them and be able to pick the right kind of tree for your situation wherever you are in the country, or if you have those trees, know how to manage them with the natural organic techniques. And it's going to be real heavy on all the new techniques that we use of pest control, the beneficial insects, planting differences, the bare rooting techniques that you've probably heard me talking about. If not, that's where we're going. We're recommending more and more to try to stay away from container-grown trees. Or when you buy a tree that's in a container, remove it from the container and bare root it. We already have quite a bit of information and photographs showing how that is done on DirtDoctor.com, so you can check all that out. But we're doing a lot more. We're planting a lot more trees that way, and the information is there, but we'll continue to build. Anybody that has any information, any experience with that approach, we by all means would love for you to contact us and talk more. But in that book, I will be updating all the things that I've written on the website and in previous books. I wrote a book for Texas Trees several years ago, and it needs some updating. And this list is one of the things that needs to be updated. This was a list of the worst trees for Texas, but it actually covers trees that are pretty bad trees for wherever you live out there. And I need to update it for the national audience. This list starts off with Arizona ash, and it might surprise a lot of people that I don't recommend Arizona ash. The reason I don't is it's a pretty bad tree. It's not a long-lived tree. It's a heavy water user. It was introduced to the market as one that is really drought tolerant, but it's interesting because where it grows the best is in river bottoms and areas where there's plenty of water. When planted in a landscape situation, it tends to have pretty destructive roots and is subject to a lot of insect and disease problems, but they're related to the fact that the tree is not very healthy. It's in stress. In some parts of the country, a little bit too far north in its range, it will also have some freeze damage. Here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we've seen freeze damage on Arizona ash when we've had really, really hard winters. So it's one that if you haven't already bought it, you need to probably move on to some other kind of ash. There's a lot of good ones. White ash is one. In Texas, we have one called Texas ash, which is very closely kin to the white ash, and there are some others that are good too. Wafer ash, and you can go to the website and in the library and see some of the others that I recommend. If you already have an Arizona ash and it's in trouble, having problems, what we recommend across the board when you have a tree that's stressed is what's called the sick tree treatment. Sick tree treatment is not a product. There have been some people that have put some products out there and tried to sell it and have sold them as sick tree treatment, but they've never been the whole thing that I recommend. It's a procedure, the sick tree treatment, of aerating the root zone, sticking holes in the ground. And, well, first of all, let me back up. Even more importantly than sticking holes in the ground is getting the soil and the mulch off of the base of the tree, exposing the trunk flare, and then aerating. And then while the holes are open, you put out all these amendments, starting with compost and then rock powder and then sugars, the same exact amendments we recommend for bed preparation. And then you cover with a shredded mulch, but you do not put the mulch up on the trunks of the tree. So if you have an Arizona ash that's in trouble or any other tree, that's the way to go. The second one I want to talk about is one we have a lot of trouble with here in the South, in Texas, in Dallas and down to Houston. It's called Chinese tallow. It's a big weed tree. We'll talk about it and some others when I come back. It's Howard Garrett. I'm the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram in fine independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit DeerScram.com. That's DeerScram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all. Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Well, as most of you know, I have a new dog. His name is Tater. And he's great. He makes me laugh every day. That's one of my favorite things about dogs. Got him from the SPCA. He's on the Munster Natural Dog Foods. We have all of them because I'm always trying to find out which ones are the best for different kinds of dogs, different breeds, different sizes. And all I can tell you right now is that Tater and Hannah, who we've had for a longer period of time, like all of them. The green bag for normally active dogs, the red bag for mothers, athletes and puppies, and even the new chicken and rice formula that doesn't have corn or wheat. The only one I don't really use is the blue bag, which is for the older and slower dogs. We don't have any of them right now. They're all great. Give them a try. You can find them at your local store. If not, check MunsterMilling.com or go to DirtDoctor.com for Munster Natural dog food and cat food.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which leach into our food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid non-stick pots and pans, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although non-stick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into your food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Stainless steel and glass mixing bowls are great too. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
Alrighty, Howard, back with you on that Facebook thing about the birds. There's some pretty wild accusation there. Maybe something to it, but it's pretty out there that the USDA had some kind of a hand in killing a bunch of those birds. It's right there on Facebook. You can check it out and see if you think it's anything to it or not, and we'll continue to talk about the bird situation. Something strange happened there. The tree that we were starting to talk about, and if you didn't hear the beginning of it, I'm talking about a list of trees that I've had in books and on the website that I'm in the process of updating while we talk here. The next one that I don't recommend, these are the worst tree choices. Chinese tallow tree is an interesting bad tree because it's really pretty. It's a tree that grows extremely well from, where we are here in north of us, probably up into Oklahoma and across that zone. It might get a little bit of freeze damage north of the Dallas-Fort Worth line. But down into south Texas and along the coast and everything, it just grows literally like a weed, comes up all over the place from the seed. which is one of the pretty parts about the plant. It has a really pretty popcorn-looking white seed all over it in the fall, and the birds spread it, and it comes up all over. It's a fast-growing tree. It's easy to grow from seed or from cuttings, and that's why some of the people in the tree business actually got into growing it and selling it. It also has beautiful fall color. Now, it's not so great way down south where they don't have very good seasons, but where you get some cold in the fall and winter and the seasons actually change, it has some of the prettiest fall color some years of any plant around, but it is invasive as it can be, so it's not one that we recommend. And if you're looking around for colorful trees, you'll probably run into it. It's called Chinese tallow. The other one is cottonwood. Now, cottonwood is one of those good news, bad news trees. Cottonwoods in the wild, where they're supposed to be, I think are gorgeous. I think they're beautiful, and obviously you don't want to go out and take down a bunch of native trees growing where they're supposed to be growing. What's a problem with cottonwood is when you take them out of that natural riverbed situation where you can enjoy the rustling of the leaves in the summer and the beautiful yellow fall color. And there's one that's a narrow leaf cottonwood that really is not a bad tree at all. But planting regular cottonwood on residential property has two problems. One is that it gets really big in a hurry, has brittle wood. If it grows over your house, great big limbs are a danger to your house and your car and yourself. And its root system goes along with that. The root system is very fast, very aggressive, will buckle pavement. And, you know, I'm not a big fan. In fact, we'll talk some detail about trees and foundations. I'm not a big scaremonger about trees being detrimental to foundations, but a great big cottonwood real near your house, especially if you have any kind of leak under the house, could be one to worry about because it grows so fast and expands so the roots expand so rapidly and get so large. The other problem with cottonwood is that it produces cotton, and this cotton is a female flower, and it happens in the summer. And it blows all over the place. It's a very, very efficient propagation tool to spread cottonwood trees. And it's a mess. It looks bad, but the bigger problem is that it gets into air conditioning systems and clogs up and causes problems. So cottonwood's not a good residential tree. Leave it out on the river banks where it grows in the wild. And if you've been kind of tricked into buying cottonless cottonwoods, the only thing that has an advantage over the ones that are females is do have female flowers is that it doesn't produce that cotton. It has all the other same problems with rapid grow, brittle wood. It's one of the trees where in the summertime, any tree can do this, but cottonwood's really bad about it, and that is in the summertime there's this phenomenon called limb drop, where perfectly healthy green-leafed limbs just fall off of trees. And when you have a limb that's 4, 5, 6, 8 inches in caliper, you're talking about a lot of weight and a very, very dangerous situation. Even larger limbs than that can come off cottonwood. The next one is Siberian elm. Siberian elm has been planted all over the United States. It's the true Chinese elm. A lot of people refer to Chinese elm when they're talking about lace bark elm. Lace bark elm is a tree that comes from China. It's a beautiful tree. It has really pretty bark, small leaves, more like a cedar elm, like the native elm that we have here in the South. But the Siberian elm is all over the country, and it's got all sorts of problems. It is more prone than any elm that I know of to the elm leaf beetle. So the leaves get riddled every summer, unless you have a very unusual place where the soil and the climate is just absolutely perfect and there's beneficial insects that keep them at bay, and that doesn't happen very often. It's also susceptible to the famous Dutch elm disease. It has died out in many, many places. It is a brittle wood tree. Again, a lot of wind damage sorts of things are a factor. And it's just not one that you want to plant. The true Chinese elm, which is an imported tree from Japan, is much, much better. Now, in the South here, I warn people, because I learned it the hard way, if you plant lace bark elms in an area that used to grow cotton, your chances of keeping that lace bark elm alive are pretty slim, because lace bark elm really likes to attack the lace bark elm. If you're not in an area that used to grow cotton, it's pretty good, especially if you have acid soils and good healthy soil conditions of any kind of soil. That elm can do pretty well. Siberian elm, the true Chinese elm, bad choice. I also don't like a tree called honey locust. Some people do. It's sold a lot. There's some honey locust trees that are sold that have permanent yellow chlorosis or yellow fall color. Never have understood that, why anybody would want to buy a plant that has yellow foliage. I like yellow fall color. I think that's beautiful, but to have a plant that's yellow all season long, I never have gotten that. The regular honey locust, though, has, well, it's armed. It's armed as well as any plant. The ones that grow wild here in the South and in farther north than zones 7 and 8 even, they have thorns on them sometimes that get 6 inches long, and the thorns can be on the trunk, they can be on the limbs. Big limbs or the small limbs as well, and they can be very, very dangerous. If you have them on a ranch, they can blow out tires. Birds and other wildlife can get impaled on them, and it happens quite a bit. It's interesting looking, but it's just not a very good tree to have around. So if you buy one, you're probably going to be buying one that is sold, labeled as, and sold as thornless. But you still have some of the same kind of problems in areas where it's much cooler than it is here in Texas, where we plant trees and these things grow wild. The thornless ones will take much colder temperatures and can end up being an okay plant for you, but I think you have a lot of choices that would be much better. One of the big weed trees that we have in Texas and throughout the South is hackberry. A lot of people badmouth it totally, don't ever have anything good to say about it. And I've kind of been in that category in the past. On the other hand, I've had properties, residential properties, where that was the only tree on the property. And I've told people that when that's the case, you really ought to leave them there for one thing. But, well, besides helping to build the soil and shade, provide shade in the summer if you don't have any other trees, the fruit that you have on hackberries is a favorite of birds. And so attracting birds to the garden, if that's one of your things like it is with me, it's a good one to have around. Should you design it in and plant hackberry? In most cases, not. And there are some that are supposed to be better than others, you know, cultivars or are selective hybrids that don't have the ugly galls that form on the leaves of most of them and don't have some of the other problems, all the limbs and twigs and the trees dying and falling and being a mess. Still, there are much better choices than hackberry. Now, the next one I want to talk about is an interesting one, too, because I've been very negative about mimosa. Mimosa trees grow throughout the South. They'll grow north of the Dallas-Fort Worth line, but start getting into some freeze problems very much farther north. They have disease issues. They have root disease issues, and so they're more or less dying out all over the place, but kind of taking care of themselves. And that's the negative. One of the negatives, the other negative is they have one of the most ravenous root systems of any tree that I've ever been around. The tree's top grows very, very wide and beautiful and graceful and umbrella-like. The root system grows out many, many times farther than that. and sucks up a tremendous amount of water. And that's one of the most negative things about mimosa. You can tell it by just simply standing under the tree in the summertime. You can literally feel it dripping, misting down on you, the transpiration out of the plant. So it has to pull up a huge amount because it transpires so much. Positive side is that the foliage is beautiful. It's very light and lacy. The flowers are pink, fluffy, little balls of flower, really pretty. And when I was a kid, it was one of my favorite climbing trees. It's a tremendous climbing tree because the limbs arch out and stay pretty low so kids don't get quite so high in trees and get into a dangerous situation. Plus, they're very, very, very smooth. And so that's a nice thing for kids climbing around in trees. There's a relatively new form of mimosa that's out there. It's called summer chocolate. And it's being introduced by a lot of the arboreta. Some of the landscape contractors are putting it in projects. It's being touted as one that's slower growing, doesn't get as big, it has this beautiful bronzy purplish foliage all summer, and does not have the same ravenous big root system and problems that the regular mimosa has. Hadn't been around a long time, so if you plant one, you might do it as a test. More about trees I don't like after this.
Hello, gardening friends. I'm John Dromgoole. I'm glad to have this opportunity to talk to you about Ladybug Natural Brand Organic Gardening Products. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced gardener, you'll find it's easy to garden organically with my products. After 35 years of organic gardening, I custom designed the Ladybug line to help Texas gardeners achieve great, consistent results. My John's Recipe liquid fertilizer includes a hydrolyzed fish emulsion, seaweed, Medina soil activator, humic acid, and molasses. I'm proud to say this is truly a fantastic fertilizer for your organic garden. You'll love the results, and 1 gallon makes 128 gallons of ready-to-use. Our all-purpose organic fertilizer, the Ladybug 824, covers more area than any other and has more nitrogen, too. Want more flowers for your roses, perennials, fruit trees, and vegetables? Use Ladybug Flower Power. Ladybug Natural Brand products are only available at your independent garden centers all over Texas. For a store near you, go to ladybugbrand.com.
One of the most common communications I receive is how great planting is after using Alpha Biosystems Thrive. There's a lot of other products on the market that have Thrive in the name, but be sure that the one you get is the one I'm talking about. It's alphabiosystems.com, the website. That telephone number for information is 888-265-7929. Great for all your plants, but especially plants that aren't doing as well as you would like. Thrive.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com or call 956-383-0739.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Okay, Howard, back with you. And if you want to call me in the next hour of the show, it's 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. I'm going to go through the rest of the trees that I don't recommend real fast, and then I'll get through in detail as many as I can before the end of this hour. But I wanted to work something in. I read this information that's on my Facebook about the birds, and don't like what I read. Doesn't sound outlandish at all. It sounds really disturbing. The USDA Thursday, and I assume this is, Thursday. This is brand new, hot off the press. Thursday, it admitted that it had a hand in one of the string of mysterious bird deaths that we've been talking about on the show here in Arkansas, Louisiana, Alabama, South Dakota, and Kentucky. And The USDA took responsibility for hundreds of dead starlings that were found on the ground in a Yankton, South Dakota park recently. The USDA's Wildlife Services Program contracts with farmers for bird control, said that it used an avicide poison called, this is all this you can read in detail. I'm just going to hit the high points. An avicide poison, they've identified it to cull a roost of 5,000 birds that were defecating on a farmer's cattle feed across the state line in Nebraska. But officials said the agency had nothing to do with the large and dense recent bird kills in Arkansas and Louisiana. Nevertheless, the USDA's role in the South Dakota bird deaths puts a focus on a little-known government bird control program. It began in the 60s. And it's under the name Bye-Bye Blackbird, which eventually became part of the USDA and was housed in the late 60s at a NASA, at NASA, I guess. anyway, rather than going through all of that, apparently they have been making it possible for large-scale agriculture to kill birds and even help out with it. So we need to talk about that some more. That's a real problem. It can be done with falcons, with hawks, with these falconers like we were talking about on the show not too long ago, at reasonable prices and in a way that it eliminates them from an area for a period of time, and it's what we all need to be encouraging. To run through the rest of this list real quickly of trees that I don't recommend, and then we'll cover as many in detail as I have time for. Fruitless mulberry is next on the list. It may be the biggest weed of all. Some people will argue that all of the trees have a place somewhere. I argue that ones that have been created, like the fruitless mulberry, don't have a place anywhere and shouldn't be on the market. Pin oak is one that's interesting. It grows great in sandy acid soils in our area, or any other area that's alkaline, does terribly bad. So you need to put trees that really need certain kinds of soils in the questionable category. Poplars in general are very fast-growing, and I don't recommend them. Silver maple is one of the maples that is okay in some parts of the country. In general, it's a bad choice. There are great maple choices, much, much better than silver maple. And then two that can be great or bad, I put at the very end of this list, sycamore and Italian cypress. Well, let me try to go through in some detail as many of these for you as I can. And by the way, I have a tip for those of you out there that have been involved in landscaping maybe lately or going to get in landscaping. We have a new advertiser that you really should know about, because in the past I've had problems coming up with lighting contractors that I recommend that'll work with you and be creative and, you know, work within the budget and do some things that are neat. And I got a company now to recommend for you. So those of you involved in a landscape project that would require lighting, and they do travel. They don't just work in this Dallas-Fort Worth area. It's called Unique Lighting, and their banner ad is on the right-hand side of our website, dirtdoctor.com. And one last time for this hour, if you want to get our newsletter, it's free. Just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. Fruitless mulberry is bad because it's ugly. It's a big old fast-growing, smooth bark thing, big leaves that get stressed in late summer and fall all over the place, so it's a ratty-looking tree. It's a very slow, it's a very fast-growing, but it's also very fast to die. It is a short-lived tree. Its root system is the most destructive and most ravenous as far as pulling up water and nutrients of any plant that you could possibly put. So it remains the top of the list as the worst choice you could plant, fruitless mulberry. Actually, the ones that have more of a bad reputation, I recommend the ones that actually produce fruit, the fruiting mulberries, especially the white one. It's just a wonderful flavor of fruit. They need to be planted someplace where the birds won't make a mess. They certainly don't need to be planted over a patio. But they're great if you're planted out in an open area, because the fruit is delicious and good for you. Silver maple, the reason it's bad is it hates alkaline soils. Those of you with non-acid soils, you're going to get some chlorosis. You're going to have a lot of dead wood in it falling around. It's going to be short-lived. It has a lot of insect and disease problems. Again, if you have any of these, and poplars are kind of in that same category, if you have a tree that's in stress and in bad shape, use my sick tree treatment. It's on the website under organic guides, and it works to keep a tree, no matter how bad a shape it's in, get it back in healthy shape, make it live as long as it possibly can live, which is the whole point of having trees. Howard Garrett, I'm called the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number for the show or information anytime is 1-866-444-3478.